this last year. We just thank God for everyone that's here. I'm so aware that God brought us together from different areas of life, different things that happened, just from backgrounds, that we can be here in Century City. And I saw the headmaster during the week, and we had a meeting from 9:15 till 11:15. And some other teachers came in there that want to ask things. They want us to play at their pre-primary, another carols event. So, but it was just nice to talk to the headmaster, and then we talk rugby, and then we talk church, and then we talk about things that he want to do here on the school. And it was just great to know that we've got favor here, that God has placed us here, and over the last year, from the beginning, I can just see how we're building relationship. I can walk in there, and it's just great to know that God is preparing a way for us. He's the one that brought us together, and He's the one that put us here, and we're moving forward. So as we prayed during the week at intercession, we came together at small group, and today, this 1 year celebration, just thanking God for what He's doing, but also knowing that God is putting us, He's putting us together for a time like this. He's putting us together for a specific purpose. So during the last while, I've been chatting to a couple of people and sometimes just challenging them about their hearts, because we are in a time and about following Jesus. We're in a time where we're running, as we need to run together. We need to be in unity, and there God commands a blessing. That's what the word is saying. And I was just thinking about the year, and I remember a men's camp. It was great going there. And then Awaken Women Conference, and then there was conference last year. So many events, and we had a bring and share year, and our children's church launch. And slowly things just start gaining momentum. And I still remember this sound equipment, sorting out stuff, and now it's just great to know that things, there's stuff that works. I like to just replace stuff. If it breaks, I want to sort it out. But it's just great where you can walk in and you can see things are happening. But also in the spirit, the word that came when Rainer was here, Nell that brought the word, they're saying God's presence is here. And God is here. And that's the important thing. Because without God, then we're just playing games. But we're thankful that we hear God's voice, that we can come together. Even at intercession, we hear God telling us things, what we want to do. I remember at intercession a couple of months ago, I can't remember how it happened, but we just had it on our heart. I just said, guys, we must talk to the headmaster, find out, can we do something to bless the school? And I went to him and he said, yes, he wants somebody to come and talk to the little children about their bodies and roll a program out to some of the teachers, give them training, and then different groups in school. So I got Danielle Mankies from Shofar Tigerberg. She came in and we told her, this is your budget. What can you do for the schools? She met the headmaster. And he's so impressive that what she did here. It was a whole program that he rolled out over a couple of weeks. And that's something that came from intercession. And when I met with him here, I asked him, so how was your that program, that everything in Danielle? And he said, he's so blessed of that. And I asked him about the year ahead. I asked him about our contract. He said, okay, so I can tell the other guys, they can't take the hall. I said, no, they can't take the hall. We're still here. Because he's joking. Then I'm not sure if he's joking. Then he's making jokes. Then he's not making a joke. So I'm just playing with. I said, okay, right. And then we talk rugby a bit. And I just said, at the end of the meeting, as I walk out, I realized, but I haven't discussed the terms of the contract. I said, by the way, what's the increase going to be? He said, do you want the increase? I said, no, I don't want the increase. I said, okay, cool. So, and I remember a year ago when I when I walked in there, it was all about money, and it was just a different atmosphere. But we've proved ourselves faithful, and now, praise God, he said, you can just go on, the contract can run. I'm still waiting for the paper to see that it's on paper. But it was such a blessing just to walk out of there, knowing that we've got favor here. And with the Century City management and the carols, we're really trusting God that carols can be really something, it's going to be quite big. We're getting the shofar, Stellenbosch, the whole group actually involved. Because we showed them some clips about conference and awaken. And they said, okay, obviously there's a level of excellence that we want to bring there. And we're asking in the meantime, I've got a pastor friend in Woodstock, Pastor Nachiki. And I asked Pastor Nachiki if his choir can come in, and they're all coming, and they said, yeah, there's a different people all coming together. And we really trust God for an amazing event. And this is something that God is giving us favor. And we're still praying for strategy and just thankful that we can be together as a family. Because even on Wednesday evening, that's what this is what came out. God brought us together, and it's creating family. We're starting to know a bit more about each other, where we're going, where we come from, praying for one another. It's all family. And I just want to, just quickly, Exodus 3 verse 14 to 15, where God said to Moses, I am who I am. And God says, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered through all generations. So I was just remembering Moses standing in front of the burning bush and saying, Lord, I'm afraid of going, I'm afraid of facing these people. And who must I say? Who is sending me? And God has said, I am who I am. And even in this week, I just listened to a short sermon where the guy just said, it's not the King of Kings, it's beyond the Lord of Lords, it's the great I am, the creator of this world. And he's the God that put us together, that's commissioning us, that started everything. It's in God's presence that we can be here. And that's why we can run, where we can run with confidence into a new year for us, but also just for the rest of this year and what's to come. And then, what for me is quite significant is when Moses, he said, okay, because how can I show them that you are with me, or what must I do? And then just the verse that where Moses answered, but behold, Exodus 4, they will not believe me or listen to my voice, for they will say, the Lord did not appear to me. And the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? And he said, a staff. And I just believe that just that, maybe I'm taking it a little bit out of context, but for me, it's just God is just saying, what's in your hand? What do we have? We have one another, we have equipment, we've got stuff, we've got skills, we've got gifts of the Holy Spirit. God is bringing everything together. And that's how we run. That's how we move forward. That's how we go. And everyone got a place where they fit in. And I remember when I was desperate for work. And my outdoor shop was not that great at the time. Trusting God for work and going into Cape Town to ask guys, there's guys that help new businesses starting up and you can get sponsors. And while I was sitting there, God has told me, what's in your hand? Now, I've mentioned it before. I just said, Lord, I can program. I'm going to take it. And I walk out of there that day, and immediately I applied for work as a programmer. Everything just changed, and within a month, I had a new job by miracles. Couple of miracles that God has opened doors, and things has changed. And that was just the word for me, and I just believe that's for the time where we are as a church. It's the same for us. What's in our hand? And we've received a lot already. And we can be confident as we're walking forward. God is with us. It's a great I am. And in our hand, God has put us, obviously people, He's put us together. And we grow together and we move together. And the third thing, Deuteronomy 30 verse 9 to 10. I'm quickly going to read. The Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your womb, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground. For the Lord will again take delight in prospering you, as He took delight in your fathers, when you obey the voice of the Lord your God, to keep His commandments and His statutes that are written in the book of the Lord. When you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And that is, we've discussed it in small group, just to obey God. That is, for me, a big challenge at the moment. Because we say we obey God, we walk with God, but really to follow God. And I mentioned in small group where Esty from Shofar Hanabash, she said, Dr. Courtney Becker, his whole course about discipleship, she came out of there, and I said, what stood out for you? She said, to follow Jesus is to follow Jesus. So that is what I'm just meditating about the last while. Because I'll say I follow Jesus, and it's just a lot of stuff. But to follow Jesus is to follow Jesus. And there's something that each one of us can just almost meditate upon. What does it really mean to follow Jesus? We quickly to say it, but we as a church, we follow Jesus. So how does it look? What do we do if we say we follow Jesus? And then practically. And lastly, just got a few things that God just told me to share. It is just this, a piece in Luke 17, where the 10 lepers, Jesus said, on the way to Jerusalem, He was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. As He entered the village, He was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When He saw them, He said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And they went and they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving Him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Now Jesus answered, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. And this is just something that I want us as a church to get right. When we receive a blessing from the Lord, when we get the breakthrough, we come and we celebrate. We come, we thank God, and then we celebrate. We give the glory to God. Where of the 10 lepers, they were all healed, but only the one came back. And God made such a big thing. He put it here in the Word. Obviously, He just stopped there for a moment. Say, wow, there's only one that's coming, and just say thank you. So I want to encourage us as a church, even the small things, big things, anything, we just give God the glory. That's why we are here. So there's still going to be many breakthroughs and many things is going to happen, and we're going to experience God in our presence, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to glorify God, and people will know that God is real. They will know that we hear God's voice, that we've experienced His presence. And that is what we're going to do. So I'm just going to call Flocky. There's just a few of you guys that's just going to share a short testimony. And then I'll continue. Thank you.
You put me up more earlier than what I thought, yeah. Morning, everyone. First of all, before I get to my testimony, I just want to say something about what Jaco said. I think we all saw in the papers the last week or so that they're trying to get Christianity, or not Christianity, but all religions out of schools. And I think there's a reason why we're here. And your meeting with the principal showed that there's sort of spiritual progression that took place, I think. And I think there's a reason to be here at Kiro, which is obviously a very, very high-level, expensive private school, but you never know what might happen in the future with Kiro and Christianity and all those kind of things. But anyway, but I've shared this on Wednesday, also at our at the small group, but for us as a family, the church has really been an anchor the last 8, 9 months, 10 months since we've been here. We were very confused as to where we want to live, and do we want to move to the northern suburbs, and do we want to stay in Stellenbosch or Somerset West, or where do we want to go? And the Lord actually directed us here. Not that it's all about physically of where you stay, obviously. It's not to do with that, but the Lord moved us here and directed us. And one thing that I must share is that we've really, when we came here the first time, we really realized that God can be easily worshipped in a simple way. What I mean with that is you don't need the fanciest band or the fullest church or the biggest show to get to God. Like you just said, following Jesus is following Jesus. So to follow Jesus is actually following him in the simple things. So it's getting the simple things right. And we just really, since we've been here, experienced the Lord sort of almost like a new feeling of experiencing the Lord, and just connecting with the Lord in a way that we've missed in our lives for quite some time and stuff. And I just want to thank everyone sitting here that's part of this church and that has been part of this church for welcoming us as a family. Thank you for being real. Thank you for always being real, because that makes a big difference. I'm all about real people. I think us as a group and the people that are still going to come here is really going to become even more of a family. And we really believe that the church is going to grow, and specifically in this area. And I just want to say thank you, and Yaku, to you and Leah as well. Thank you for being leadership that's also always real and always humble and always listening to the Lord. No nonsense, no politics. And that's our testimony. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I think this year was one of the biggest years that I've ever had with my walk with God. We moved from the first church into Shofar, and I remember saying to God, like, I don't want to be the same as what I was before, because there's a reason why we're moving. There's a reason why everything that you're doing now, moving up other pastors over to Joburg and having new pastors here. So I can't be the same. And then he placed in my heart just to get baptized, because that was one of the things that I was battling with God. And when he did that and changed my heart and I got baptized, I said, Lord, now there's the next step. I want more of you. And that is exactly what he did. And the desire was to, when I come to church every Sunday, is to be expectant. And he started at work. So I'll be at work and he gives me a word, and it will be something that I need to do, or just an encouragement. And one Sunday I came to church, and it was just a question that I had, but it wasn't something that I specifically asked God for. It was just a thought in my mind, and I was sitting here one day, and Pastor Yakustel said, God does not make mistakes when he brings people into your life. And that Sunday, I think I just laughed by myself here in front, and I realized that God, even if it's not a petition, and it's just a thought, he's still faithful. He still answered me with a silly thing that I asked. And every Sunday, that is what I told myself. When I come to church, I'm going to be expectant. And that was, I think, the biggest thing that has been happening with me. Because every Sunday, God came and he was faithful. He will come and he will give me a word. And I can go and I will start sharing. And I can see people's lives change, because he said to me that I'm feeding you, I'm giving you, but it's not about you. It's about the people that you need to reach. And actually being in church was one of the biggest lessons, and I can still say I'm growing fantastically with the fact that God is really showing me who He is. Thank you. That's my thing.
Yeah, this year has been very eventful. Lots has happened. We have been really blessed. We've had some triumphs. We had some personal loss. We've had some victories. We've had some fails. But truly and honestly, I can say it's two things, actually. Number one is that church really is, it's a connection point. It's a word I'm looking for, a catalyst. You can have things happening in your life. You can have things happening in your spiritual life. But this is kind of where it comes together. Like, this is where we meet the two. It's like, okay, I understand baking. So if there's one ingredient missing, guess what? It's not going to work. And this is, I think, a crucial ingredient to your normal everyday life. We need this. We need church. We need community. And the other thing is, and I just want to read a quote I got this morning on Facebook. T.D. Jakes, one of his quotes, this actually ties it up nicely for me. When you stand before Him as an empty pitcher and begin to utilize all that God has given you, He will pour a continuous flow of blessing upon you, and you will never be the same again. So we come together as a family, as a church, as strangers, as friends, and we just utilize what we have. Like, we've literally just come and said, okay, this is what we can do. We can do a little bit of music. We can sing. We can serve. I can bake. We can whatever. And we literally just use it, and God has been so faithful just to fill us up over and over and over again. So I really want to motivate you, if there's anyone in your life that you need to get to this connection point, or to a connection point, to a church, just continue praying. We will pray for you and with you and stand strong in it. Okay, it's me. Amen.
Thank you. And then this, Andrew.
Okay, this is not really a testimony, but more just giving thanks, as Pastor Yaku said. There's five VIPs, or very important persons, I just want to thank for their huge impact in my life this last year. The first one, thank you, Father God, for sending Jesus. I think that has been the foundation of this church and just all that Jesus has done. I thank you, Jesus, for your great love and for all our salvation. If it wasn't for Him, we wouldn't be here. And for Jesus, for sending your Holy Spirit to empower us for greater works. If I look at the things that have been happening in this church, it's just all by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then there's two last people that I want to just thank, and that is to Pastor Yaku and his beautiful wife, Lee, just for your exceptional leadership and just the love for the body of Christ that you've shown to me and to many in this church. It's been a real privilege. And then there's just been so many testimonies of faith in action. I remember when I first met you and listened to you, and you just talked about doing things. You know, I remember those words of just being in the battlefield. You know, and there's two scriptures I just want to remind you of. The first one is Luke chapter 5 and verse 4 onwards, where it's just about faith and obedience. Those two amazing areas of our life that we need to focus on, and that is when we're told to do something that we act on it. And if we see what happened that day in the boat when Peter chose to be obedient and to listen to Jesus, they caught more than they could. And just this year in my business and in other areas, how God has come through in ways that I can't possibly begin to thank Him enough for. And then also just the foundations of this church. If I just look, they were cemented in prayer and just warring in the heavenlies. And I just want to thank God again for his great love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, right at the end, I think verse 13, where it says, "Now there's three things remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of them is love." Thank you.
Amen. I'm just going to have the ushers bring us to communion. We're just going to have communion together. They will quickly get it there. Just while they distributing it, I'm just going to read us a small piece also for the communion, because I just want us to, like Andrew said, that's why we are here, because of Jesus, what he has done for us, and because he's real. And I can't get over the fact that we serve a real almighty God. So often the difficult situations, or people come to you with difficult things, and there's almost, you don't know what to say, what to pray, nothing. I just know that God is real. And that's how I pray, and I pray every time, and for healings, and for every, the other day someone asked me, "But what if someone doesn't get healed?" I said, "Well, I just pray for healing. I just trust God. God is our healer, and I've seen healings many times. So I'm not thinking about what if it's not going to happen." So, and even for other challenges, I met, I think 2 weeks ago, I met one of the Shofar Delft guys. He's in Cape Town. I used to say he's my best man when we were in Delft. He's just a guy following Jesus. And he had quite a rough background, and he used to tell us when he gave testimony, the guys in church will say that they don't know this Moses. They don't know where Moses has come from, because they know him from his past and all his experiences. And he had anger and a rough guy. And then, but I met Moses after he got saved, and he was just like a soft, like quiet, and I couldn't understand it. And then he just said, "Yaku, God changed me." And what happened is somebody phoned the office in Gardens, and they were looking for somebody to work for at the company. And I heard Andre talking to this guy, and I just said, "I've got a man." And we were praying a lot for work for the guys in Delft, and it's quite difficult. A lot of them are Zimbabweans, and it's work permits and other stuff. But I just remember Moses, and I said, "I've got the best man, Moses." And Moses contacted this guy, and this week or last week, it was, he's been working there for a year, and he's still going there. And I went to his place where he's working, and he said all the guys that was faithfully serving in church, every one of them got a job now. And I remember being there, that was the toughest thing every Sunday. Sharing to them Jesus, but then knowing that half of them is hungry, they don't have money, they can't go out. It's like, and they're just trusting God for that thing, just for work. And now, a couple of years later, all the guys that were there at the time, they all got work. So that was just so amazing. But it's all about God. So I'm just going to read for us 1 Corinthians 11. "For I have received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'The cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes, until Jesus comes again. And that is what we do this morning. We celebrate communion together. It's just the tokens, the symbols of Jesus. It's his body that was broken for us on the cross. And the fact that he rose, and he's at the right hand of God. And he paid the price for our sins. And that's why we can rejoice and we can come here. And because of that victory on the cross, we've got faith for other challenges in our lives. So I'm going to pray for us and then we can take the communion. Father, we thank you for today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can just come and build a memorial today. That we can just stand still and really thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, for your love. Just for your Holy Spirit, Lord. And thank you, God, for your body and the blood, Lord, that everything that happened on the cross, Lord. How you died for us, Lord. How you paid the price for our sins. How you rose, Lord, and paid the... Ach, Lord, and just sit on the right hand of God. And we worship you, Lord. And it's an honor to serve you, God. It's an honor to bring glory to your name. It's an honor to be part of what you are doing in this church and in Century City and in this world. And thank you that we can celebrate your death and your resurrection today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just eat together. We're just going to sing another song just to end off.